also because the servants of the king were more than willing to kidnap any who were particularly powerful, Nancy said. They always had what we'd call the pick of the litter. Still, ours have served us well enough.
Whose idea was it to put such folk to work for you? Roland asked.
Strange as it might seem to you, partner, Moses said, it was Cal Tower. He never contributed much. Never did much but collect his books and drag his heels, greedy, highfalutin, white-bred sumbitch that he was.
His daughter gave him a warning look. Roland found he had to struggle to keep a straight face. Moses Carver might be 100 years old, but he had pegged Calvin Tower in a single phrase.
Anyway, he read about putting telepaths to work in a bunch of science fiction books. You know about science fiction?
Roland shook his head.
Well, never mind. Most of it's bullshit, but every now and then a good idea crops up. Listen to me and I'll tell you a good one. You'll understand if you know what Tower and your friend Miss Dean talked about 22 years ago, when Miss Dean come and saved Tower from them two honky thugs.
Dad, Marion said warningly, you quit with the nigger talk now. You're old but not stupid. He looked at her. His muddy old eyes gleamed with malicious good cheer. He looked back at Roland, and once more came that sly droop of a wink.
Them two honky dago thugs.
Eddie spoke of it, yes, Roland said.
The slur disappeared from Carver's voice. His words became crisp.
Then you know they spoke of a book called The Hogan by Benjamin Slatman. The title of the book was misprinted, and so was the writer's name, which was just the sort of thing that turned old Fatty's dials.
Yes, Roland said.
The title misprint had been The Dogan, a phrase that had come to have great meaning to Roland and his Tet.
Well, after your friend came to visit, Cal Tower got interested in that fella all over again, and it turned out he'd written 4 other books under the name of Daniel Holmes. He was as white as a Klansman's sheep, this Slightman, but the name he chose to write his other books under was the name of Odetta's father. And I bet that don't surprise you none, does it?